let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Three Dimensions of Learning, a Blueprint for Learning from the Womb to the School by Dr. Carolyn Nooks Teague is an informative guidebook designed to help parents and educators become more aware of the ways in which they can stifle or empower the future of the child. It follows the development of the whole child from life inside the womb to life in the school. At every stage, the importance of addressing the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual states of the child is emphasized. Dr. Carolyn Nooks Teague is a retired teacher, vision therapist, avid researcher, educational consultant, and author. Her unconditional love and passion for children's success, with guidance from God, inspired her to share with parents, caregivers, and educators knowledge that has changed lives. Dr. Nooks Teague is from Cincinnati, Ohio, earned a doctorate in educational leadership, brain-compatible learning from the University of Cincinnati. Dr. Carolyn Nooks Teague, author of Three Dimensions of Learning, a Blueprint for Learning from the Womb to the School, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It is so great to be here.
This is such a very important topic, and let's talk a little bit about the motivation for writing this book, the inspiration, why you thought, based on a lot of what I'm sure you saw in a classroom, why this was so important to write this book, Three Dimensions of Learning.
Well, my experience in the classroom has been so varied. I've taught in other cities, big cities. I've taught in inner city. I've taught very wealthy students, Christian schools. And I learned one thing, that children are basically the same. They have an emotional need, first of all, that we sometimes miss. But to write the book and share with parents, I worked for an experimental schools program in Chicago. And I learned about a hidden disability called vision dysfunction. And it was so interesting and so informative for me because it helped me understand why so many bright children could not read. I just couldn't understand that before. They could talk to me, they could give me answers, but if they had to read and find the answer, they couldn't do it. So after working with this program, I learned about the vision dysfunction and then the therapy that goes along with it. So when I moved back to Cincinnati, I used some of those techniques just in my regular classroom. And I had a substitute teacher come in, observe me, and say, "Your teaching strategies are so unique. You know, do you know anything about vision dysfunction?" And I was so excited because this was like 13, 14 years later.
Yes.
I never heard of it in Cincinnati. And I was so excited that somebody actually knew about it. She invited me to her brother-in-law's center, who was a behavioral optometrist. And they're the ones that deal with a vision dysfunction. Anyway, I never left. I went there after school, and I started working there every day after school. And I was also working on my doctorate. And this was part of the research that was missing that I needed to add. And I knew then that I needed to share this with parents. And not only that, but in my sleep, 4 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened. And something just said, "You need to share this." I felt that it was God giving me guidance. And so I immediately started to take notes. And after that, like every other night, early in the morning, always around 4 in the morning, I would get these thoughts. And so I kept a notebook. I wrote everything down.
Yes.
And eventually that became the book. So
that's amazing.
Kind of a long story.
Well, but it sets the background for this. No, it sets the background for this and why this is such a revolutionary book, bringing this concept now into the public dimension. It's interesting that when you get those messages at 4 in the morning and you think they're sort of divinely inspired, it's best you pay attention to them, isn't it?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The result is the book Three Dimensions of Learning, a Blueprint for Learning from the Womb to the School. The author is our guest, Dr. Carolyn Nooks Teague. Talk about the meaning of the title of the book and an interesting cover that captures your attention as well. Talk about the book title you came up with and how you developed the cover.
Well, my doctorate was It was leadership, educational leadership, but my focus was on brain-compatible learning. And this was another divine intervention. I was on my computer at school, and I got a message to attend something at Harvard about how the brain learns. And I thought, wow, this is great. Maybe I could get a group of teachers to go with me. And nobody got the email but me. So I thought, wow, that's very strange. At any rate, I followed through and started learning about the brain, its development. And I started to make connections between the child in the womb where the brain starts to develop, and then to follow that to the school, that development of the brain and the child all the way to the classroom. And so I could see that it was important for people to understand just what all this meant. The three dimensions are the womb, the home, and the school. And development and learning takes place in each of those dimensions. And the blueprint for learning is the brain. And if we look at how the brain develops, starts the development in the womb, we see how important it is to follow that development. For example, the brain stem develops first. That's all of your physical, automatic, regulatory things that happen in the body, your heart rate, your breathing, your temperature. Okay, so that comes first. And then we move on to the middle of the brain, to the limbic system. That's where you have emotions and memory. That is in the center of the brain. So I thought, if this is the center of the brain, this is the center of the child. This is the most important part of the child. Then the upper layer of the brain develops, where all of your learning takes place. So I decided to use the brain as the blueprint for learning from the womb and then in the home and the school.
The title is very descriptive, Three Dimensions of Learning. If you're Googling that to look for the book, Dr. Carolyn Nooks Teague is the author and our guest on the program. Teague is T-E-A-G-U-E, and her website is learnerblueprints.com. We'll have that on our website thisweekinamerica.us, and I'll mention that throughout the program. So you can get information on Dr. Nooks Teague as well as information on the book. This involves parents. It involves teachers. Is there a particular audience that you're attempting to reach with Three Dimensions of Learning?
Yes, any caregiver, anybody who is responsible for taking care of children, the parent, the teacher, and anyone else that's involved.
And the book is readily available. Yes, it's basically everybody who comes in contact and is responsible for the development of the child. What are some of the main understandings you want parents and educators to get from this book?
Well, starting with parents, and this is in other books, the development of a child you can find in other books, but they don't use the brain to make you understand, to help you understand what's going on. I want parents to understand that what they do when that child is in the womb is a very important. The outside environment is very important. When the child gets to the home, there's certain things that parents need to be aware of. For example, milestones, crawling, is so important for the development of the child. And without that, you can end up with certain disabilities, sensory processing disorders. And then once in the school, it's important for that teacher to understand she needs to get or he needs to get to the most important part of the child before the academics begin. You need to find out what the child likes, what makes them angry, what makes them sad, what's exciting to them, what's their favorite subject. Get to know the child first, and then introduce the academics.
The book is Three Dimensions of Learning, a blueprint for learning from the womb to the school by Dr. Carolyn Nooks Teague, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why is so much emphasis placed on the concept of, which is a fascinating one and really grabs your attention, teaching the whole child? Why so much emphasis on that part of it, that concept?
I think it's because of education today. The first week of school, children that have never been in a classroom before have to be tested. And that is so frustrating and traumatic for some of them. A lot of our very young children just go into meltdown. They just start crying. This is all new for them. And yet these scores are being tallied, and it's just unfair. I'm trying to get teachers to realize, and educators that are in charge of all this, politicians who are also involved with this educational testing process, I want them to understand that they need to teach the whole child, not just language arts and reading and math and science, but they need to work with the inner child first.
That's such an important concept, and you see this all the time with children, and the pressure builds as they get closer to test day. It's like their whole worth will be valued on several hours of testing or all of the preparation leading up to that. You sort of forget the other aspects of teaching and just doing the prep work. And I see what in some schools the teachers pay is reflective on the scores that they're able to get from their students. It's the books.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Three Dimensions of Learning is the book. It's a fascinating book that will be eye-opener if you're a teacher, certainly if you're a parent. I want to talk about the impact this had on you, your teaching style, as you're doing this research, as you are seeing these concepts, developing these concepts in your mind. How did this impact your teaching as you were going along and doing this research?
I think that... some teachers are naturally do this. I don't want to make it seem as though their teachers never do this. There are some that do naturally. And I thank God I was one of those. I just felt I love children. I'm very compassionate about them. And I don't care where they come from. I don't care what they look like. I love them. So I was doing some of this. This research reinforced and helped me understand why it was important. But in the actual classroom practices, I did things that involved balance. I had my children walk a piece of tape. I had them do activities that would develop their brain. I made sure they had time to do everything with both hands. We did brain gym in the classroom. So it was a little different. I used music and movement every single day. And it really changed their mindsets about subjects they didn't like. So that's how it impacted my teaching.
Dr. Carolyn Nooks-Teague is our guest on the program. The book is Three Dimensions of Learning. Her website is learnerblueprints.com. Book available at the usual places. We'll give you a list of those before we conclude the conversation today. Do you remember maybe a specific child or an incident that baffled you, sparked your desire to go into research, to research more and to learn more? Maybe a circumstance or two that really piqued your curiosity and led you to this discovery?
Well, there were two. The first one I mentioned, I wasn't specific about it, but in Chicago, I had a classroom with inner city children, and a couple of these children were so bright. Yet when they had to read, they could not get any comprehension of what they had read. And that sparked my desire to find out why, which I did. And then once I came back to Cincinnati and started teaching, I observed a child walk into my classroom on their toes. And I had never seen that before. And so I continued to watch the child. I watched him at recess, still on his toes. So I talked to the parents, and they really hadn't paid it any attention. So that made me really want to find out. So I started to research children walking on their toes, what the reason was. I thought it was something muscular, but I found out that it was sensory processing disorder. And I had to actually do research with Australian doctors because there wasn't that much information here in the United States, unfortunately. That has all changed now, thank God. So that's what it was, the walking on the tippy toes.
You know, how much of teaching, being a good teacher, is your observational skill? As you're talking, I'm thinking – you're really, you've got this perception of what's going on by looking at each student. How key is that to determining each individual student and bringing them along at the proper pace?
That is so important. I watch every child. I watch the way they walk. I watch the way they use their eyes. I watch how they relate to other students. And just looking at their physical movement, there's some children who cannot cross the midline of their bodies. They have a trouble. For example, they can't use their right hand to touch their left knee. They have a real problem with that. And you have to see that. If you just watch a child while they're reading and sitting still, you won't gain very much information. But crossing the midline of the body, that is huge. And there's so many children that have problems with that.
Dr. So, Carolyn Noakes,
yeah, the way
Teague.
They use,
yes.
You know,
yes, finish that thought because that's so important. And
yeah, how they use their arms when they walk. Do the arms hang by their sides? Or do they actually move their arms when they walk? That's a sign of something. So everything they do gives you an indicator if you are aware. And that's what I want to help parents and teachers become more aware of what is going on with their children.
The book is Three Dimensions of Learning by Dr. Carolyn Noakes Teague, T-E-A-G-U-E. The book available wherever books are sold, or website learnerblueprints.com. Which hidden disability have you had the most experience with?
It has to be vision dysfunction. And then second would be sensory processing disorders. But vision dysfunction, I've seen it so much in the classroom. As an adult, I realized that I actually have vision dysfunction. I didn't realize that words floated off the page at the end of the sentence while I'm reading. And there's so many things that I don't have time to talk about. But, vision dysfunction, it plays a huge role in making the children have a hard time in the classroom. So I don't know why vision screening is not in the schools. It needs to be.
Well, hopefully that will be one of the results of your book, Three Dimensions of Learning, a blueprint for learning from the womb to the school by Dr. Carolyn Noakes Teague. And in calling attention to this and getting educators to be able to do the proper testing, as you were writing this book, what frustrated you while writing this book, maybe in the writing process, maybe in the research project? What, any frustrations in writing Three Dimensions of Learning?
Well, let me go back to your last question because I'm leaving out an important point. When people hear me say vision screening, they think, oh, well, all of our kids have to go to an optometrist to have their eyes checked before they go to school. That is not what I'm talking about. You can pass a 20/20 optometric test and still not be able to read, still have vision dysfunction. So people need to understand there's a difference between acuity and vision. Vision is in the brain. So when children have vision dysfunction, you have to change the brain. You have to use the plasticity of the brain to make changes. And they can occur and help the child. So just, I had to point that out. It's not the same thing.
I'm glad you went back and did that. That's an important distinction. So somebody's thinking, well, it can't be a vision deal because we went to the optometrist and the vision is fine.
Yeah.
It's more than that. All of this in Three Dimensions of Learning. Boy, time is going by so quickly. This book really is different than the average book out there on child development. You'll find a number of those that I'm sure are fine books. Your book is different. What makes your book stand out, do you think?
I think just the connection to the brain and the brain's development and letting people understand, okay, this makes good sense. I understand now why I need to do these things. I understand now why I need to look at these things or why my child is responding in a certain way. It's more than just presenting the facts. And I've read tons of books just to see how my book does compare. And that is always a missing piece, the way the brain develops and the impact it has on the development of the child throughout life.
You know, you say something that's so interesting. Education is incomplete when it only addresses the linguistic and mathematical intelligence of the child. And I think you touched on that, but I think that's important to go back to that. What we're using, the common tests that are put into place, what we look for, they're really lacking in some areas, aren't they?
They really are. And one thing they're lacking is really, I don't know if you can really test it on a test like that. But thank you for making that point. We're going back to that because, this all started back in the 90s with the proficiency test. And it came about because we were in competition with other countries to see where our children were on the scale of intelligence and how the schools operate. And the United States of America should have been number one, in my opinion, but they were not. And so this testing came about just to make sure that we rose in the charts and the ratings. And it's too bad, but it has just taken over education to such a degree. That's sad.
Well, we're back to that again, and it's so nice to hear an educator talk about that maybe we're sort of going in a direction that's not the best overall for the child. A minute or so left in the program. What type of feedback are you getting from parents and from educators with your book, Three Dimensions of Learning?
Well, I'm hearing that they wish they had known these things before their children were born.
Yes.
And for educators, they are trying to, or in my area in Cincinnati, they are trying to bring vision screening actually into the schools. And so a school system would have an area where children could be tested, visually tested, not just acuity. So that's a huge impact. That would help so many children just to have that testing first.
And I know you're really concerned about getting out to future teachers. How receptive are they? Are they receiving any of this as they're going through school as part of their their classes?
Well, that's the issue, and I'm hopefully that's why I'm on this program, so
yes,
that more people can hear about this. And it really needs to be in teacher college, the teacher's college, so that future teachers do hear about these things and find out about them. And so hopefully with a lot of advertisement and work that I do and any help that I can get to future teachers and future parents.
Well, in your book, you share science-informed teaching strategies, research, what you've noticed from years in the classroom, your observational skills. The book is Three Dimensions of Learning. Working with you in this project has been Reader's Magnet in helping you get this message out there, this very important message to educators as well as parents. What's it been like publishing the book and working with Reader's Magnet on the project?
I was so skeptical about any company. I don't know. I've been burned before. But Reader's Magnet is different. I have to say that I appreciate them so much. I always had a consultant. I always had someone to call, someone that was there for guidance, someone that if they didn't have the information, they would get it for me. It was just a great, just an A++ experience.
Well, they're doing an excellent job, as you are, in getting this book out there. And I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program. The book is available at readersmagnet.com, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, and Dr. Nooksteek's website, which is learnerblueprints.com. Again, our guest is Dr. Carolyn Nooksteek, T-E-A-G-U-E. Book is Three Dimensions of Learning, a blueprint for learning from the womb to the school. And again, available basically wherever books are sold. And all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, time went by way too quickly. So much more we could talk about, and hopefully we can. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. It was totally my pleasure. I appreciate the time.
Well, you're welcome. The book again, Three Dimensions of Learning by Dr. Carolyn Nooksteek. Book available Wherever books are sold, we'll send you to readersmagnet.com is one place. Amazon, of course. All the information on our website. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.